This is Horace Williams Jr. of the PleasingToThePod.com podcast. Happy New Year. I know I published a podcast about 3 weeks ago, beginning of the year, but that was more so doing a review of 2023. Sorry for the sigh, but I'm dealing with a bit of the sniffles. This North Texas weather, it's been kind of, for a few days we were dropping down into the 11, 12 degrees at night, and now this week we're in the 50s and 60s, so, but those several days of 11 or 12 degrees have given me a bit of the sniffles. I don't think I have a cold or anything, just some sniffles. But anyway, wanted to talk with you today about a few things, and hopefully it's an encouragement to you and give you something to think about going forward in 2024. Yay! So the title of this podcast is about when the wheels go off, you know, or when the wheels jump the track, you know what I mean. Just things fall apart, things don't go as planned. You know, we're about few days from the first month of the year being over. So how are we doing with our goals, with our plans, with our commitments, with our word for the year, whatever you want to do, your scripture verses for the year? How are things going with that so far? Are you being consistent? Have things gone as planned? Are you excited? Are you concerned? Are you apprehensive? How are you feeling about all that? Now, I don't know many of you that listen to the podcast. I'm not sure if we have ever met or you have seen me, but since the stroke, I have progressed from being partially paralyzed on my left side to being in a wheelchair for a while to then using assistance to get around. I remember that when I was in rehab years ago, they had asked me, did I want to invest in getting a scooter, like an electric scooter to get around? And I was like, oh, no. I want to walk. I want to walk in. I don't want to be in a chair. I don't want to be seated all the time for the rest of my life. Because at the time, I think I was 40, maybe 44. 43, 44, 45 in that range, and I didn't want to see myself being confined to a chair all the time. So began focused on helping me retrain my brain with how to walk again, because like I said, the left side was extremely weakened and pretty much every joint, which I shared in my book, like I can barely wiggle my toes. If I do wiggle my toes, it's painful to do so. But every joint, from the joints in my toes to the joints in my neck, are just extremely tight. I'm trying to figure out how to describe it, but it's just, I don't know, it's just a struggle to turn my neck over my left shoulder. That's one reason I have been apprehensive to get behind the wheel of a car, even though I have passed driving tests. I just want to make sure that I don't put myself or anybody at risk if I'm behind the wheel. So, I progressed and I trained in rehab with their walker. They had two wheels because, you know, they wanted baby steps. I was in all kinds of apparatuses to kind of get my legs up under me. I never forget when I progressed to quote-unquote what we call the Rollator, which is a walker that has four wheels. And so it has a brake, it has hand brakes, but it definitely moves a lot quicker than a walker that has two wheels. And I remember the first time I got behind, I was like, whoa, because it was kind of weird to have my legs back up under me and be more reliant on my legs than the wheels. Well, so a lot of times when I go places with people, I said I'm not driving, so they have to put my walker in the trunk of their car, in the backseat of their car, and then we take off, we go wherever. My rollator, let me use the right term, the rollator. Well, recently, I'm going to say probably within the past couple of years, my rollator had been getting beat up by some of the Uber drivers trying to force it into their trunk. And I should have been better by showing them how they could take this piece off and it would fit in there much easier. But that's on me. So I guess about a few months back, I have been noticing, or I have been looking at one of the wheels on my rollator, and I was like, it doesn't look like it's aligned for when it first, before we first put it together. Because I had just got this one, maybe a couple years ago, so it shouldn't already have a bent wheel. Kind of like when you're driving a car and one of the wheels isn't in alignment, you can kind of tell if your front axle, your right axle, if that's not in alignment, you're going to notice it when you're driving. So I kept meaning to, I said, well, maybe I can bend the wheel back, you know, and get it in alignment. But I was afraid that I would end up breaking it off. I didn't want to do that. Sometimes brute force isn't always the best solution. And so then it got to the point where recently, I'm going to say probably within the last few weeks, I realized, okay, that wheel is definitely out of alignment. It became like I was fighting with my rollator, trying to get the wheels in alignment just to say go from my bed to the bathroom or go from my bedroom to the kitchen. And it was frustrating at times, but I had to be careful because back last summer, I guess it was summer of 2022, was when I had my very first fall and ever that with the rollator walker. And that was a scary situation, which I've shared on the podcast before. So this past week, I had somebody coming to pick up some stuff that I was donating. As I've been going through and trying to kind of, I've been in the same home for several years. I mean, my home, my apartment. And I just wanted to kind of do a refresh so I don't spend too much time in one room. Kind of want every room to have a fresh kind of move-in type of touch. So, been doing a lot of donating in January. And so, they were coming to, the lady called me and said that the driver was on the way to come pick up the stuff. I said, okay, great. So, I finished breakfast and headed towards the front door because they're not that far from here. And I'm leaning up against the wall by the front door just waiting for them to knock because I didn't want the guy to be waiting too long because it was raining and it was wet and it was cold outside. So as I'm standing at the door, leaning against the wall, I go to move the rollator. And lo and behold, that right front wheel just fell off. I mean, it just fell off. So I went from a four-wheeler to a three-wheeler in an instant. It's by the grace of God, I didn't fall or flip over or land on my head. The wheel just slowly just kind of snapped and just fell, laying there flat on the ground in front of me. So now I'm really leaning up against the wall. I'm trying not to put any weight on the rollator, and I'm waiting for the guy to the donation guy to knock on the door. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? So gentleman knocks on the door. I look around the room and I see a cane that I have used leaning up against a wall in another room. So the guy comes in, I'm leaning up against the wall. I said, hey, we've had a little accident here. Would you mind grabbing that cane over there against the wall for me? So the young man, he come in, he dried off and he scooted over there as fast as he could. He grabbed the cane, got it to me. I showed him where the donations were and I tried to manage getting situated with the walker not blocking the way to the front door, and get a situation where I can move around with the game. So he's loading up the donations, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do this. Like, he's just doing his job, and I'm really just praying. Like, I'm like thanking the Lord that I didn't land on my head, and ask him to help me as far as what to do. So now I've got the walker, rollator, excuse me, in my left hand, got a cane in my right hand, and I'm trying to manage both of them. So the young man comes back in to give me a receipt for the donation. I said, "Hey, can you see if this wheel will just pop back on there?" And so he's sure. So he got down on a knee and he tried to put the wheel back up on there. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, "This doesn't look good." I said, "Yeah, I know it doesn't. It doesn't feel good." But I said, "I think I can manage. And let me just get over to that." I just wanted to get over to the recliner. So I let him out. And very, very carefully tried to push the rollator with my left hand and walk with my cane in the right hand into the living room and get to the recliner so I can finish having my quiet time. Isn't that great? So I locked the front door, navigate my way to the chair, finish my quiet time. And I don't laugh, but I do begin to pray. And I'm thanking the Lord for keeping me safe, because that wheel could have fell off the night before when I had just gotten out of the shower. Now, wouldn't that have been fun? Nobody would have been coming to help me then at that point. But it just reminded me how God watches over his children, how God answers prayers that we don't even know we need to pray. You know, and to be honest, I was overwhelmed with emotion that day. For one, my blood pressure had elevated, so I had to calm down a little bit because that was a little bit scary, more than a little bit. That was a little scary. But two, I was overwhelmed with how God was watching over little old me here in North Texas in my apartment, keeping me safe from hurting myself. So it got me to thinking about the new year and the plans and the goals that we have going forward, the excitement that when the clock strikes midnight and rolls into January 1. And I am probably 6 months, I won't say behind, but I'm starting on my book, my next book, 6 months later than I initially had planned. My plan was to begin writing it after Labor Day, and that didn't happen. Now, it's been exciting for me to talk about God, because this book is about God and how magnificent he is. I think readers are going to be truly blessed by this book, and I said to my mother, this cover is going to be epic. So I'm really excited about this book about God, so stay tuned for that. And as I talk more about the book and we get closer to publication and so forth. That's one good thing about self-publishing is I can do things on, I don't want to say my time schedule, but God's time schedule. There's more flexibility. But the one thing I will say is that, and I want to encourage you, thank you for your patience listening to the story, is that if you are not seeking God, if you are not drawing close to God, then you're making a big mistake. Yes, God loves his children, but God wants his children. Can you imagine, for those that are parents, if you had a child that never spoke to you, just walked around the house, went through, never asked a question, never asked for help, just went through each day and just did whatever. Now, I've been there close to that when I was a teenager. Can you imagine the hurt that causes the parent? Or a sibling or a good friend, it's so important for us to communicate, seek, pray, talk to, worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That relationship is key. Because I will say this, I've said it in my prayer books, you don't want to be called out for God and not have a good relationship where He has had to turn away from you because of the sin that's in your life. So you want to maintain that good relationship that you have with God because He saved you. Doesn't mean we can do whatever we want. You know, there's a lot of confusion about because you live under grace. Well, yes, I talk about that in the Furnace of Affliction book. Yes, we live under grace, but it doesn't mean we can just do whatever we want, sin however we want. You know, God knows our hearts. God looks at the heart. We're not getting anything past God. You know, whether it's bright sunny day or in the darkness of the night, we have to remember that. Now, the last thing I want to share with you for this podcast, I'm going to give you what God has given me, my word for 2024. So I'm going to pause for a moment and come back and I'll share that with you and we'll wrap up this podcast. Okay, I'm back. So I'm really excited about this word for 2024 because there's some years where I'm still praying and seeking a word from God come New Year's Eve. But this word, I get excited. This word came early in December. And the word that God gave me is faithful. It's like, oh yes, Lord, I know you're faithful. I was excited to embrace that word. However, God was like, oh, hold on, Kemosabe. No, I want you to be faithful in 2024. So I write about this on the website. Go to the blog, pleasingtothepower.com. Click on featured. You can read about it in more detail. And maybe some of the things that God spoke to me about as far as being more faithful will resonate with you as well. So that's my word for 2024. I'm excited about that. The word faithful. So I hope that you will visit the website. Check that out. See if it applies to you. I might share some bits and pieces as we go throughout the year because I said it was my best post of the year, but it was my first post of the year. But I really think it's a well-written post and you will be blessed by it. As I said earlier, I do want to encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart. Draw closer to Him, especially as you embark on a new year. Begin creating those habits that will carry you through. Embrace your word that He's given you for this year, or scripture verses, or whatever it may be. But get excited, have a plan, be enthusiastic about this opportunity that God has given you for another year. Well, I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. This is Horace Williams Jr. at pleasingtothepotter.com podcast. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Have an excellent week. Keep your eyes on Christ, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless.